So let as you know, as you all know, I was misipik what Shalom Aleichem. I was misipik what to talk about this morning as I was driving over. And it's Shoivivim, you know, it's a time of growth and these types of inyanim. But let me give you a one-word background, okay? I'm going to talk about music, but I want to give you one-word background about music, okay? And, you know, let's start like this. What's the difference between the Parshas in Bereishis and the Parshas in Shmos? Just to understand where we are, you know. Yeah, obviously, if these are the Parshas that we lain, so then there's a certain chelik of our growth that is connected to the Parsha. It's not like arbitrary. It's not just by accident that we lain these Parshas now and those Parshas now. Bereishis, if you have to say in one sentence what's all of the Bereishis and where we're holding right now at the start of Shmos, Bereishis is Nisyonis. Nisyonis, right? That's what you see in the entire Bereishis. Avraham Avinu had 10 Nisyonis. Yitzchak is a whole lifetime Metzias of Nisyonis, growing up with the Yishmael. You know, why did Avraham Avinu have to have 10 Nisyonis? Why couldn't he just have the last one? Obviously, I imagine, I don't know what the last one was, but maybe it's the worst one, obviously, if it's a buildup, right? But that's not true. That's not true. It's 10 different types of Nisyonis. It's 10 different types of Nisyonis. And those 10 different types of Nisyonis are all at a different point of life. So it's not this one's worse and this one's a stronger Nisayan and this one's this and that. There's 10 Nisayanis. And we were given an inheritance from Avraham Avinu that you could stand in Nisayan. That's the inheritance that we received. Okay? And Yitzchak also was a Metzias of Nisayanis. Imagine growing up with the Chvei Saddam Hussein right there during the whole time, Yishmael, Yemach, and Shmai, and Dot. It wasn't such a good, you know. What do you think, Yishmael is some pothead or whatever? You can imagine what was going on over there. It wasn't such a good influence. And it's Yitzchak remained a Yitzchak. You know what I mean? So and Yaakov Avinu, he's a Jew in Galus. Yaakov Avinu is us. Yaakov Avinu is the Yid in Galus. Yaakov Avinu has issues with in-laws. Yaakov Avinu has issues with children. Yaakov Avinu is issues with a brother from the womb already. You know, he shared a womb with somebody already who had issues with him. Yaakov Avinu is a Metzias in this Yainus. And a person leaves Parshas of Bereishis, and he says, okay, I was given an inheritance that I could stand up to in this Yainus. I could stand in this Yainus. And he says, okay, but that's the others. And that's why Bereishis ends with Yosef. Yosef wasn't one of the others. And he's teaching us all of the Nisyonis, the Chidah says, that you put together of all of the people and all of the tzaddikim, they're all nechel, they're all included in the Nisyon that Yosef had with Eishes Potiphar. She would dress like this one day, he would look that way, she would come on that side, and it was day after day after day and constant to teach us, l'lamdecha, that you don't have to be one of the Avis, you got the Yerusha now, and you could stand up in Nisyonis. In order for me to explain what I'm going to talk about, that's what I need to be marketing to you. And you know what? If I ask you, what's a person? You're going to tell me a person is, well, that person's very smart, that person's very wise, that person's wealthy, that person has good personality, that person has good midas. It's not true. It's not true. We know that people that are born wealthy, there are people that are born smart. You know, they give an IQ test at a very young age, right? Why do they give it at a young age? Because it shows he has a certain level of chacham, and eventually that guy is usually the intelligent person. You know, they have the other person, you know, they tell a story that there was a person who was, wealth and chacham are obviously not related, we know that, right? They tell a story, there was a person who came to his high school reunion, you know, and he was at the high school reunion, Darton, and he was that guy who wasn't so bright, he wasn't bright at all, and he came to the reunion, he comes in like a, you know, like a 40-door limousine, you know, no, 20 on each side, I'm not exaggerating, but like 40-door limousine, and he comes into the thing, and they say, wow, you know, he's the person who was most voted not to be successful, right? So they asked him, you know, Anshul, was a geschehen? How'd you get so rich? So he told him, listen, what should I tell you? You know, I decided I went into the suit business. No, I bought a suit for $50, right? I sold it for triple its price at $100, right? And I made $1 million, you know? Derech Agav, if you're not laughing, you're really stupid. And that's the massive. That's the, you know, Chachma. So I ask you, is that person, who are you? Are you wealthy? Wealthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Are you smart? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Are you intelligent? Are you good midas? Good midas also, we know there are people that are born with better midas. There's some people that they're easier going. Have chavrusa, smiles the whole time. Right? Smiles the whole time. Okay, like, out of towner, which I tell you. Smiles. Oh, you know. You know, smiles the whole time. He comes into my house the other day, you know. He comes in to learn with me on Thursday morning. He learns. So he comes into my house. He comes in. Ah, oh, why are you smiling? Stop smiling. Right? Oh, 2 seconds later. Out of town. Some people are born with better nidus. That's it. No, says the Ramban, you know what you are? What are you? You know what you are? You're one thing. You are your ability to stand up in a nisayim. That is who you are. You're nothing else except for that. If I ask you, what are you? You're your ability to stand up in a nisayim. And we have the same, as Abai said, from the second we wake up in the morning, we have nisayim. I wake up in the morning, should I say moidahani? Well, choose say moidahani. Do I have to actually say moidahani? Is it really important if I say moidahani? Okay, if I say moidahani, and then wash nagel vaser. Okay, I'll wash nagel vaser because I'm a firm person, but I wash it. This is my hand. And did I wash the entire hand? Did it go till here? To here? This is also called a hand. You know, everything's a hand. And then I come back to my room and I have a chavrusa roommate and he's not exactly waking up for davening. It's not my business. So maybe am I going to be loud? Am I not going to be loud? And you know, when I'm going to get dressed in the morning, I'm going to put on the right side before the left side. Okay, is that really important? Does it make a difference? I come to davening, right? You know, I come in, I come. I'm going to say the brachas. Should I say the brachas standing? So Rav Yaakov Emden says you're supposed to say the brachas when you're standing. Right? Rav Yaakov Emden wasn't as tired as I am, and I'm not supposed to say. Do I have to really say? Do I have to have kavanah when I say the shame of Hashem? Just be happy that I'm here davening. No, I put on my tefillin and I say, should I make the bracha before? Should I make the bracha after? Does it really make a difference now? I'm saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Do I make sure? Do I look in the mirror first or whatever? Just be happy I'm saying I'm not a smarty and I say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. By the time I get to Pesuk of December already, Pesuk of December, am I going to sit there like this? Am I going to have Kavana? Should I answer Amen Brichu? What's a Brichu? What does it really make a difference if I say a Brichu? It doesn't make a difference if I say Barich and a Shmei and a Dol. And by the time I get to first Seder, then it comes. Now I have to eat. When I eat, am I going to make the bracha? Am I going to forget the Alamechia? Am I not going to forget the Alamechia? Am I going to come on time to Seder? My chavrus is here. I'm going to look around and say, oh, how come we're everybody? Oh, I'm the only one here. V'chulei, we have 10,000 nisyanis before we even start the day. We didn't even start the day yet, then we had 10,000 nisyanis. So what are you? You are your ability to stand in a siyah, and it's Friday morning to come to a shir. It's like Mahamish Bal Taisiv, it might be an Avera. Not might be an Avera, it's Vade an Avera. It's a child, do I want to do this Avera? Right? I want to do a lot of Averas, but should I do this one? Right? Why should I do this Avera when there's so many other Averas that I'm going to have to do on a Friday and Shabbos is coming to me? It's a Shem, more Averas. Right? So that, who you are is your ability to stand in a siyah. That's my Hakdama to what we'll talk about. That's who you are, your ability to stand in a siyah. Okay. So music is a parsha, you know. I mean, music is a parsha of like, I mean, there's a lot of rebbeim. Let me tell you, there's a lot of rebbeim. They'll tell you things like, you know, I don't even understand this banging music and what's the Yetzer Hara. So if that rebbe gets up and tells you, I don't know if you should say it out loud. It's not so nice. But you tell him, okay, so then you don't understand me. I understand music. I understand the Yetzer for music. I love music. I understand music. Okay, but sometimes music is, I'm not even going to today tell you what to listen to, what not to listen to. I don't care. You guys know me. I tell you what exists, right? And then you should compute it and do what you want with it. But just understand. Understand what's music. I'm not, you know, just understand. And then, you know, a lot of people say music doesn't affect me, the mashal, right? So let me tell you a story. Okay, we'll talk a different time about movies. You don't know what that is, but one day you're going to have to be mechazek by the people that they do watch movies and zachen. So we'll talk about that a different time, right? But there's something called a movie. It's not called the movie, right? Where's Mendel? He would explain to you guys about the movie. Where is he? What's going on? What? Coffee. You tell him that I said that. So, okay. Right? So, I know. He sent you, like, the representative from the... I know what's going on. So, let me tell you. There's something called a movie. Take my word for it. This is what goes on there. In a movie, they have a scene. A scene like, you know, like the certain scene that they're showing in the movie. Okay? No. In the movie, he's holding a knife. Okay? He's holding a knife and he's walking and he's got this. I can't do it because I'm still in a good mood right now, right? He's got this like. I can't do it. He's got a knife and he's looking very serious. It doesn't help when you laugh, okay? It's making, right? And he's got this knife and he's angry looking. That's the scene in the movie. Right? That's the scene in the movie. He's got this angry look in his face, and there's somebody sitting there like this, and it's unsuspected, and he's walking from right behind him, and he's walking. So you know you're in this movie, right? And you're there, oh, don't go in that room, man. And you know this is very, very scary. And there's your heart should be racing now. You know, it's like there's something in there, a certain like you know that somebody's about to push and get killed, or something's about to happen, he's gonna turn around, you know. Where are you? You're missing the movie, right? And he's about to get killed. Right. And he's about to get killed over there. Right. And he's about to get, and he's coming like this. And, you know, so you know something's about to happen, right? This person's walking with a knife, right? He's walking like this, and you got a certain feeling, and it's racing. And you don't know, is he going to kill him? Is he, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, right? You know, but, I didn't tell you, that is the scene of the movie. Now, in the background, there's music. There's music in the scene. And the music of the movie is not fitting. All of a sudden, you hear the music is like this. Nine, 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 nine. And he has the same face. He has the same face. The face is that angry face, right? And he's walking and he's sitting there. But you hear in the background. Nine, 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 nine. I can't do it. Smile, right? So, so you know... You know something funny is about to happen. Because it doesn't fit the scene. It doesn't fit the scene. You know, he's gonna go right there. He's gonna kill like there's a cockroach on the wall. You know, he's gonna, kick a bob. Right? Did I get this actually a movie like that? But you know, you guys will figure out afterward. But then there's another movie. Then there's another movie. And the scene is like this. The scene is somebody smiling. Somebody's smiling and just having a conversation and everything's cool, right? This one's easier for me. And he's smiling, it's cool, right? But in the background, you hear that the music is, right? The music is like some like violin, some eerie music in the background. And he's sitting there and it looks like they're conversing and it's like an eerie music, right? And you know, right? He's about to, you know, take out like a fork. I don't know, right? You know it's about to, what's up, Shah? Because music has the ability to go into the neshama, the nefesh, right, and change the whole scene. Music has the ability to change the whole entire picture. You know, you're gonna come home on Ben Esmanim. You're Ben on Ben Esmanim. You have a neighbor. He just bought a sports car. What's a sports car? What's a sports car? Like a fancy, like a, give me a sports car, like a Bugatti.
A Bentley.
Like a Camry.
Like a Sienna.
That's like a fancy one, right? They also have like a van, a Sienna, right? But they have also a sports car.
Civic.
The Sienna's like a Ferrari. They got like a Ferrari. No, I'm cool like, you know me. I'm cool like that, you know that. A Ferrari.
A
Ferrari, I still remember that, you know? A Ferraro, Darton. What color is it? Verstehtach? Red. Verstehtach. Okay, you got a red Ferrari, right? He's got a red Ferrari. No, the neighbor just bought this new, brand new 2083 Ferrari. Okay, they told him at the dealership that he has to ride this Ferrari for the next 2 weeks, nonstop. You know, play with all the gadgets and you know, whatever. Because it's a new Ferrari, it needs to be cuddled and loved and whatever. So you have to play with it and drive it for you know 2 weeks straight. The kids are. You come home on Ben Ezmanim. And the neighbor tells you, listen, you could do me maybe a chesed because he just realized he has like a simcha in the West Coast or something and he has to go for 3 days. He got this terrible problem, like, I need somebody. No, for Shteitzach, you're going to learn morning seder or whatever, but maybe you could do me this wonderful chesed. You're a yeshiva bacher, they teach you to chesed. Maybe you could do this wonderful chesed for me. Could you please drive my Ferrari every day for 3 hours and just play with the gadgets? You say like Maisa, what's the tachlis of a person? This is to chesed with others, and Maisa, okay, I would never do this in the morning seder. Besides the fact that I don't get up until 1:30, listen to me and whatever. Okay, so you're gonna do it. So you're gonna come into the Ferrari, Darton. Okay, this is my Ferrari. Yeah, you can come into. Ferrari, these are my feet with the pedals, Darton, you know. Actually, today the Ferrari doesn't even have pedals. You'd probably just tell, what's her name? Alexa, right? Alexis, whatever the fellow's name is. And you tell her, no, Herzlichheim, Lemagain. What's life, Lemagain? No, I'm gangin. No, So you get into the car, and you start pressing this gadget, and that, and the khalif, murder, you know, woo-hoo, right? Now you turn on, okay, Alexander, music, let's rock. Now they have these music, these people today, all the music is like one song fast, and one song slow, and one song fast, and one song slow. Okay. Now, I don't want to say real songs because I'm afraid if I say real songs, I don't want to, you know me, I'm very politically nice and diplomatic, and I don't want to insult any of their songs. But sometimes these songs are so ridiculous. They find like chazals that have no shaykhis, you know? No shaykhis, and they make it into like a rock song and whatever, right?
For example.
So I was driving over. I decided to make a song as I was driving over to bring up my point. But it's not, I'm not really a singer. I'm not really a singer.
We'll help out.
We can help out?
We'll help out, yeah.
No, but I'm afraid to do this. I'm also very... Can I have my water, please? I'm also very shy, you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was sitting like in a car just now, and I was there. Who's English? Maybe we can sit on like this car. No, but I'm shy. I'm stalling because I don't want to sing in public. I never did this before. You see me, I'm like shaking. Here, look.
It's not public.
Look, I'm shaking. I'm making kiddish now, you know. I'm very nervous, you know. What can I do? I'm in my Ferrari. Okay? I just want to show you, does music affect us, right? So I'm driving. I'm driving, you know. And, you know, no, Alexi, let's rock. Okay? I can't do it. I want to find like a song. I had like three or four choices. I had like things that have like no shaykhs to the words and the beat. Like, you know, something very, very, let's say, simple. Something very, very simple. Simplicity of life and lack of gashmias. You know? And then make it a rocky beat, right? I thought of one as I was driving. Should I do it or not?
Yeah.
No, so don't look at me because I'm shy. I feel like I'm in the mikveh right now. You know? Like, Listen, what goes on here stays here. Okay? No, I'm saying. Because we'll know who told on us, okay? Of course, I fingerprints afterward. You know? Okay? No one look at me, okay? Okay, so here I am, I'm driving, right? Fast song or slow song, what should we do? Okay. Alexi, let's go. I'm driving in my Ferrari. Bread with salt. Bread with salt. Eat. Bread with salt. Bread. I'll deny it, Rabbi said. You guys are going to say, no, he was singing. Right? They'll think you're crazy. You'll tell them this. They'll say, Rabbi Kazi, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's the most normal guy in the world. Kak. Next song. Yeah? But music doesn't affect us. I'm driving fast. Now it's a slow song, right? I can't anymore. Melech Oizer U Moishiya Umokein. He helps us. He saves us. He protects us. Mogin Avraham helps us. He saves us. He protects us. Morgen Avraham. So music affects us.
I think that just makes it all.
I can't believe I actually was able to do that. All right, this is good. You guys were going to tell me why I'm becoming a singer. That's it. You guys are here first. I mean, she's going to divorce me, so I hope that you can, you know, you have room for me in the dormitory over here. Derech Agav, when I take a shower, everybody out. Okay, but now, let me explain to you something, okay? Music affects us. Music affects us. If you say that music doesn't affect you, you're a liar. You're not a liar. Halavai a liar. A liar lies to other people. If you lie to yourself, you don't exist. You don't exist. You're not a person. Music affects us. Okay? What's an afkamina? Let me explain to you something. There's three types of music. I'm not getting involved now in Goyish music, you know. That's nivel peh. Nivel peh, the Gemara in Shabbos says on Daf Lamed Gimel, that a person, what they call love, we call karis, Rabbi said. Right? And the Gemara says, whatever they say love, it doesn't have to be just the four or five or six letter words, right? It doesn't have to just be those. That's nivel peh. I'm not talking about that today. I know these are big yetzaharas. I'm not talking about that, because the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel, that one that listens to nivel peh, that's the reason Bachrim die. So if you want to be the reason Bachrim die, that's you. I don't care. I'm talking just to understand. What do you want from me? I can't talk about these things. What do you want from me? That's me. You know me. I'm like a one-track mind. It says in the Gemara that if you're listening to nivel peh, and nivel peh means anything about what it is between Isha and Isha and whatever this, and Elamai, it's going to be always that one bugger. What if I'm listening to the music of, like, you know, it's talking about, like, spacecraft, and why are you listening to it, you idiot? I can't. Or you can listen to, like, some instrumental, you know, written by somebody. It doesn't have any words, but it was written by somebody who, like, you know, he came to this, you know, incredible feeling of this music as he was, you know, having chasana with the mule and the donkey, you know. I don't care about that. If it doesn't have words, halavai, go listen to it. I don't know. Okay, I don't care. I'm not interested right now. I'm talking nivel peh, I don't want to talk about. But, you know, let's just understand what music is. There are three types of music. Even in Jewish music, I just want you to understand it and then deal with it yourself. You're able to understand in Nisyonis. Your children of Avram Avinu and Yaakov, your children of Yitzchak, your Metzias says you're able to stand in Nisyonis. For 6 weeks, you could stand up in Nisyonis. For the next, you know, it could take 6 week period of this music I do listen to, this I won't listen to. Fine. That's your business, what you do with the information I'm telling you. But the three types of music, the way I see it, as I see in Fai Chazal also, there's one type of music which makes me happy. And that's a very hush of emotion, and there's no shaila, there's a makom for that in Yiddishkeit. There's one type of music which makes me emotional. Sometimes emotions are sad, sometimes inspiration, whatever. That's the second type of music. Then there's a third type of music. There's a music that, I'm going to say it is, it's klali. There's a music that brings out midos. Okay? There's a music that makes me feel cool. There's a music that makes me feel angry. There's a music that makes me feel taiva. Okay? There's three things. There's a music that makes me feel happy. There's a music that makes me feel emotional. Then there's a third type of music. It's a music that talks straight to my behemoth. There's a music that talks straight to my behemoth. So sometimes my behemoth, it's making me feel cool. Sometimes it's making me feel, angry, right? Where's the makim for that in Yiddishkeit? Where's the makim? Is the makim a music should make you feel angry, right? Angry. Angry music is not for me. Because then you're talking not to my nishah. If you look at a person's playlist, you look at his playlist, what he's got over there, right? What you're looking at when you're looking at his playlist is that's the playlist of his neshama. That's what you're looking at. When you look at the playlist of a person's music, of his, his tape recorder, his little record player, right? So when you're looking at the music, you're looking at the playlist of his neshama. Because what's the playlist of a neshama? The music speaks straight to my neshama. So what is talking to me? What talks to me? This is real. This is real. I'm going to say something very controversial. It's not my thing to say controversial things. Sorry. But, I give you an example. Rap. Right? What is rap? You go into the history of rap music. I don't care right now. I'm not telling you that I also... whether I like it or I don't like it, I'm not going to tell you that, like, your Rebbeim that it's your Rebbeim or Tzadikim, they're much bigger Tzadikim than me, I'm saying, but like what the Rebbeim say, right, that, you know, oh, rap, it's just a bunch of weird sounding dust and yants, you know, and armpits and what, right? I can understand that there's something geschmack about listening to it, but what do I feel like? What is it doing to me? It's anger. It's African aggression, you know, for lack of a better word, right? You know? Okay, fine. You know, there's no mokim for that by us. There's no mokim for us that. Your neshama is not something that has anger. Your neshama is in bliss. Your neshama is happiness. Your neshama is emotional. Your neshama has no cool. Your neshama has no taiva. Your neshama has no anger. So you have to know this. Now, it doesn't mean tomorrow, that's it. You know, this is going to erase the whole playlist. It's Halavai, I don't know. Do what you want, right? But just understand it. Just understand it. Understand what effect music has on the person. It's important, Rabbi said. It's very important to know this. You know, I explain to you why it's so important. I'm going to finish now, but you know why it's so important to know this? Because things like a movie, or the things that we look at, that we know we shouldn't be looking at, that Jewish eyes shouldn't be looking at, right? So we understand, and it's a contained aveira, I'll call it, you know? It has its place, it's a contained aveira, it's like a self-imposed karis for 2 hours, or whatever, it's very interesting, and that, and it's geschmack, and whatever, and I don't have to think for 2 hours, and whatever. Okay, it's like a great shiur, lavdol, right? Okay, right? But that's a contained aveira. And it does have a roishim on you, because you think about it, and whatever, right? But music does something to you. If music could change the scene, and music can make it from eerie to a simcha, and music can make me, when I'm driving, drive faster. Then you see that it talks to you. It talks to your neshama. And that's very important. It's very important to know that, Rabbi Sai. Right? It's very important to know that. Should I just tell you one more story? Or one more story, and then because we're done.
A funny one.
What?
A funny one?
Funny one.
And
well, 1 second. A funny story?
The story with the beer.
1 minute. They know that story.
Which one?
You want a funny one? Let's see if we can do something about this.
It's a funny story. Huh?
I gotta make one up. I'll give a good one. The make one ones, that's like the Shear's boy built on that. The funny ones. What's the funny one? 1 second. No. Okay. Did I ever tell you about Green Bay or no? Okay. But this is it. This stays over here. Right? I'm telling you now, man. I'm telling you now. Okay. So, okay. Now, when I was a young lad, I didn't tell you the story of Green Bay or no? Should we turn off the recordings? Or no? You guys keep this just panini, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because my mother doesn't know the story.
We don't put them on the website.
When I was a young lad, so Green Bay was playing the Giants. Do you know what these things are? Or they still have them? I don't know if these things exist anymore, right? Green Bay, there were these, like a packing company, and they were playing these Giants, these Maritika Giants. This was good, even the Maritika Giants of them got. And I was from New York, from the old country, right? And they were playing the Giants, okay? So there was a friend of mine, and he called me up. It was a Sunday morning, and he found out that he can get tickets in Green Bay. They weren't playing in New York. They were playing in Green Bay, which would mean we would have to take a flight to Green Bay. Now, for Shteitzach, we were going to be mechazik, the people that were there, right? There's Jewish people there, Mestama, and, you know, we were going to be mechazik them, and we felt that it was incumbent upon us, the 2 16-year-old Bachrim, to go and be mechazik these Giants and whatever, you know. And now, Mom and Dad wouldn't have been so cool with this, to just, like, you know, fly to Green Bay and, you know, decide that morning and whatever. And also, we were needed in yeshiva on Sunday morning to be mechazik the yeshiva also. Because, you know. So, to make a long story short, we decided it's necessary for Klal Yisrael. We took this trip to Green Bay. Okay? We were wearing all types of giant Kleider Reckles and Beckeshers and Strimals and all types of Reckles and giant Strimals and giant things and that, right? Did not realize that Green Bay is not going to really be so into that, right? We come in, we decided very, very quickly to wear our coats inside out, even though it's Kashal Shikla, right? But Pekuch Nefesh is Toicha Kol Tarkua, right? I don't remember much of the game because of that, right? But we had to see us. We were wearing these, I don't know what we were thinking, but we were wearing these things on the inside out, and we're wearing Green Bay Packer yarmulkes, right? Kapalosh, and us. Okay, it was 40 degrees below zero. It was colder than the face of Mars, right? Yes, Mars is cold, right? Oh, Mars is cold, I didn't even know that. Oh, interesting. It was colder than the face of Mars. It was so cold, right? I still remember it. It was so cold, right? I remember just sitting there like this, right? And then, you know, let's say the Giants they scored, right? Yes. Yes. You see, there's like a bayless going on now. In front of me is someone 40 degrees below zero. By say, you can even make this door up if you tried, right? 40 degrees below zero. He's wearing Darton Norden the Unterhosen, okay? He's wearing just the Chaisnish. Half of his body is painted green, okay? The other half, well, the leg green. The other half, what color?
Yellow.
Right? Half of his body is painted green. Half of his body is painted yellow, and all he's wearing is them gatkes. I'm sitting there like this. I'm seeing him right now. You know, I'm there right now. I'm there. I'm looking at him right now. Right? He is sitting there. He was quite a large individual. He's a large individual. He's wearing them, the Unterhosen, the green and the yellow, and that's it, and nothing else. And then Green Bay scored. And Green Bay scored. He's standing right in front of us. And we had very good seats because they gave the people that are Mechazik people, they wanted them to be, like at the Sima Shas, they wanted those people to be whatever. You know. And he is this guy, when Green Bay scored, he has in one hand a hot dog. No, don't think, Rabbi, I don't mean like, you know, like a little, like a sausage dart in with a roll. I mean like a gant, like a dog, Rabbi, right? Like a little dog with like feet and tail and everything. And it was inside some like, grace, a lava gevein, like dart. He has in one hand a hot dog. A hot dog. He has in the other hand a beer, but it wasn't a beer. It wasn't a 40. It was like an 80. It was like, right? He's standing there like, then Green Bay scores, right? And this... this green bay creature, they scored. This Green Bay creature, he started to scream, right? He starts to squeeze the beer, right? He's squeezing that dog. You see hot dog flying everywhere, and he's going, ah, right? And he's screaming, and then there it was. And on the camera, on the camera, it's going up and down and back and forth. And then you see behind him these two little Jewish kids sitting like this, huddling and freezing in the cold. My brother, who also does chizik in New York, right? There's no cell phones in those days. My brother, when I got back, right? You're dead, Shrek. I was like, this, the mom, dad, no, right? And dad, in those days, there's something called a CVR. You know, they have that, right? A VCQ. They had this thing, and he had it recorded there. And any time for the next 2 years that I wasn't giving chizik the way I should be, right? You know, or wasn't having, let's say, kavanas avizal during breakfast and things like that, he would threaten me to bring it to the mashkiach, okay? And that's the story. But I want to tell you something. I told you I'm there now. I want to tell you something, right? That is taka implanted in my neshama, right? Because I said to myself, this guy, right? Hot dog man, right? 40 degrees below zero. Boisai, 40 degrees below zero, and he's standing there, buck naked, Dorton, right? Standing there, mamish. I said, look, what excites this dude, right? It can't be. I say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish every day, right? I say Maida Ani every day. It can't be what excites me. Now I'm asking. It's interesting to watch football, and that's why we went to be Mechazik people here, right? I'm not saying not to watch football. I'm not saying whatever. I don't know, right? But just understand. Me and him, we're not the same. We're not the same, right? We're not the same. What?
The Green Bay Packages and the Giants.
It was something like that. It was not the same. We're not the same, Rabbi Yisai. We're not the same. Good Shabbos, Rabbi.